How the neighbors leave. Men in undershirts stare down, toss out waste baskets of receipts, like crumpled moths that keep striving to fly against the dark brick all the way to the ground. It's the sheriff's cleanup crew. They grimace, kid, hurry, wrinkle noses. One heaves a potted plant, a lamp, then two. A book flaps, pigeon-like, and closes. My fourth-floor neighbors couldn't make the rent. The sky knows where they went. Their TV crashes to the grass. The cracked screen sprays a spittle of glass. This heap of leavings, yesterday, helped crowd a room with a family and three finches where people cooked the casserole, washed dishes, sat in the leftover heat from supper, polished the edges of their wishes. And always, whispering in the kitchen, like one more friend, the radio, that now lies in a tub with two blue rose teacups and a bowl of gravel for fish. Even last night, the radio played slow polkas. The parents listened in the yard, late enough so the grasses gathered dew. The love song, a wind, fretting the curtain seams, and flicking motes of streetlight through the rooms where girls and boys who'd spent an alley day zooming on bicycles explored sleep like an ocean with a bottomless floor.